Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight, and we hope you'll tune in each and every Thursday, because we're here each and every Thursday, ready to take your questions and talk to you about what's going on. You know the numbers, 323-203-0815, so get your fingers ready and start dialing. In the meantime, Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
I'm alive. That's wonderful. That's fun.
Oh, it is fun. We have a lot of fun. What have you been up to?
Well, last week I had a fun time doing addictions. Oh, golly, that was good.
Oh, you are a specialist.
Quant training. What?
You are an addiction specialist.
Yes, I am. I'm certified in alcoholism and sexual addiction. And that really pretty much says it all, because wherever alcohol goes, sex is soon to follow.
It's true.
Or vice versa.
It's true. It is. And then, let me see, early in the month, so you've done your Monday and your Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And can you believe we're already in October? How'd that happen?
Because we're having fun.
We are having fun. It's our fourth quarter, everyone. And so we have some classes open. You're going to want to look at www.oneistar.com. Then you can sign up there. Or if you have questions, make sure you contact Sue Wagner, info@drpatallen.com. Or you can call in 949-723-0338 for that. And, of course, Dr. Allen's amazing phone appointments. Until then, I hear from the switchboard, Dr. Allen, that we've got calls coming in.
Good.
Hi.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hi, Kala. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, Dr. Allen, I talked to you 2 days ago with the private appointment.
Yes.
I was asking you about the man that is dating me that went to Monster Jam with somebody else this last weekend.
I know that. And did he respond to you?
Yeah, so I talked to him yesterday night.
And what did he say?
He said, so you were totally right, Dr. Allen.
Yes.
She is my competition. He actually said that he's been not being exclusive with me the last 3 months because he was hoping that she would, things would work out between him and her.
Did you ask him if he... lucky. I told you to ask him if he got lucky and had sex.
No, they did not.
All right.
So he said, physically. Huh?
She's still competition. She's a virtuous woman, too. For those of you listening, her boyfriend has two women, and he's met two virtuous women who will not give him intercourse free. And so what we're listening to here is one of the women who's asking me a question, which she hasn't asked me yet, but she's going to. So let's see what she's going to say.
So apparently she plays with him. So she is, the reason why she's territorial, you know how you said she was being territorial with him? And that's why
yes, and territoriality is a sign of being in love.
Yeah, so she knows that he favors her over me. And
yes.
It turns out she knows all about me. He doesn't tell me anything about her. I had no clue who she really was until you told me you need to find out more about this widow. So I don't know much about her, but she knows everything about
you.
Me.
You're in second place, but both of you are virtuous. It's going to be a matter of who's going to survive.
It turns out she plays him. So when he tells her that, so he pursues her and she doesn't want him. So then he goes to me and he tells her, oh, things are really going well with this other woman, which is me. And then she gets kind of jealous, I think, or territorial.
Yes,
so she'll,
she's torturing
lure
her.
Him back. Huh?
I know, she's torturing him.
Yeah, and he told me that the last time, there was like 2 months ago, he was kind of neglecting me and I was very hurt. And he said during that time, she had reeled him back in by telling him that she loved him. But then later on, she told him, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. So then she threw him back out again. And so then
and
she
that
came
means
back to me.
She's not territorial.
Why?
Why isn't she territorial?
Right.
I think it's because she's not done grieving for her dead husband, and she's basically wanting somebody who's an arm away to entertain her while she's grieving. That's what I think.
He also said that she flirts with other men.
That's what I'm telling you about.
Gathering.
Listen
mm-hmm.
to what he's
in
saying
front
to
of
you.
Him. Mm-hmm.
He's triggering his addictive behavior. Men want sex. It's part of their nature. And a woman who flirts and teases and irritates them with other men, those are women that are hoping the man will get engaged and marry her, but he is not going to have a woman that's in love with him. A good, virtuous woman who's in love with the man is territorial and either will leave him or she will be totally loyal to him. And that's you.
Yeah, so he said that when there's other single women in the social party, she marks her territory, so she gives him a lot of attention. She
I got news for you, but she doesn't give him territoriality. She belongs to the... You know, if you've ever seen a dog in heat, there's five mm-hmm. or six dogs tracking her. Do you understand?
Okay.
She likes that because she doesn't have to risk commitment, and the men generally like competing for her. I think things are going in your favor if you can handle the pain of his nature to be a polyamorous man. We animal humans are not monogamous by nature. Read the book by Barish, The Myth of Monogamy. We are polyamorous by physical animal nature, but we are monogamous when we're in love. And so I want you to know that this man is more in love with you, but he's fascinated by the challenge of her.
So he did tell me that she has really high anxiety and really deep depression. She goes back and forth.
Yes, she's a widow.
Right. Well, he says she was like that even before.
It takes 2 years to heal losing a loved one. 2 years.
Right.
Now, are you willing to be passive, patient, and vulnerable? By passive, you don't chase him, you don't give him sex. You are a virtuous woman who he likes to be with because he knows you, you love him. You're not just dueling with him, you're loving him and accepting him the way he is. Patient.
Mm-hmm.
Let him fall in love as nature tells him, which is men are very slow. Being committed is very, very hard on men because it's so much responsibility. We give up a lot of our identities when we commit, but men take on responsibility, and it's hard to do because it's dangerous. So are you willing to be passive and not chase him, not tease him? Are you willing to be patient with him and let him fall in love with you? Are you willing to be vulnerable to him as a friend and as a date? Or aren't you?
So I guess that was my question.
Well, I'm answering it.
To do that. Yeah, because I don't know if it's my ego, but I feel really...
Your ego is what I'm talking about. The book on the benefits of jealousy is Dangerous Passions by David Buss. Where there is no jealousy, they're not in love. And she already told him she's not in love with him. She's still in love with her dead husband.
So he told me that he's been planning on asking me to be exclusive with him towards the end of the month.
To be what with him?
Exclusive with him. So
yes,
he told me
will.
That he was...
And the reason you're going to ask for a promise ring is so that you and he have a symbol of your commitment.
Of exclusivity.
Of exclusivity. It's not an engagement ring. It's a promise ring. I promise that I'm working on this relationship to see how far it can go. Do you understand?
Right. And he told me that he's going to go to her son's birthday party this Saturday.
Yes.
Without his kids. Because he doesn't have custody with his kids this weekend. So he's going to go to her son's birthday. And he told me that he would love for her son to be his. That's why he... Also why he pursued her. He's like in love with her.
I've got news for you. She doesn't even want him. She's teasing
him. No, she
doesn't.
Yes, she is.
Could you possibly...
So that shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What he's saying is a fake...
It bothered me that he said that.
I got news for you. Put your ego away. Do you love him enough to passively, patiently, vulnerably be with him? And remember, there will be no intercourse without a promise ring.
Okay. I will. It's going to be very difficult, and I feel really... like my ego is hurt that I feel like I'm number two and she's number one and she didn't want him.
For you.
So then he's coming
I've got
me.
News for you. You're number two because he knows you're in love with him. She's number one because she's not conquered yet. Remember what a man is? He's competitive, conquering, and controlling.
Right.
But this man asked you to not date other men, to be exclusive with him. And I'm upping the ante by saying yes, as long as you have a promise ring, which he can see on your finger and so can every other man. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. And should I give him a hard time about going to this birthday party or no?
No.
Don't say anything. Okay.
Nothing. And you know why? I love him loving her son. I love him loving her son. But I feel sad. I feel very sad that he got a woman that hadn't completed her grieving process. But he's got you. He's got you.
So, okay. So am I going to have to worry about this girl, like, all the time? Even
no,
after we're...
because
the promise
I'm
ring,
gonna be
even after
I'm going to be surprised if you put the promise ring on your finger. I think what he's doing... I'm sneezing. Excuse me. What I think he's doing is trying to con you into becoming his physical lover.
Oh, so you don't think he has an intention to be exclusive with me?
No, I think he wants to be, and he's making a commitment to it. He wants to be monogamous because this is too painful what he's doing. Oh, jippers.
Bless you.
I think he's putting himself in a test situation, which I appreciate. But what I want you to say is I would love to be exclusive with you with a promise ring. Go steady okay. Ring, promise ring.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to cost like a certain amount? Like more than...
A promise ring can be a very simple ring, your birthstone, a pearl. Does not have diamonds. Promise rings are generally not diamonds.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Allen, thank you to be continued.
Keep your ego out of the way.
Okay, I will.
Thanks, caller. Call back and update us.
I will. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. So, Dr. Allen, do we have a classic case of I can't catch you, so I'm going to keep chasing you?
Yes.
Yes.
It's often called
Hello?
prick teasing.
Yeah. We've got a caller on. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do.
What's your question?
Okay, well, it has kind of fallen in line with this whole virtue thing. So my boyfriend put a deposit down on a house for us to rent, and I've made it very clear to him that I'm a Pat Allen girl and that we cannot live together unless we're engaged to be married. I have a promise ring.
A promise ring is not an engagement ring.
Correct. And I've explained that to him. And I've told him that I will not sign the lease and I will not put up my half of the money unless we are engaged. So we're supposed to...
Very good. Very good.
Oh, Dr. Allen, I'm really holding steady to my boundaries. We're supposed to sign the papers this Sunday. And I made an appointment to talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm really excited about this place as well, because he keeps saying how excited he is. But I told him, I said, I made a commitment to myself that I will not be a live-in girlfriend and that we have to be engaged if we're going to move in together. And we're supposed to sign the paperwork on Sunday. So, you know,
so?
I'm kind of chicken here. So I just want to make sure that that is the feminine way. I don't want to feel
that
like I'm strong arming him
way.
Into an engagement.
You
okay.
Listen, you can't buy a house without going into escrow.
Right.
Well, you can't
right.
buy a Pat Allen girl unless you go into engagement.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I feel... You know, and he's told me that he is impressed with my boundaries, and that that's what he admires about me. I mean, Dr. Allen, you have completely changed my life in the way that I've been dating. And
I have
not changed my life
at all. I've simply written Getting to I Do, Staying Married and Loving It, Man's World. I'm writing books about my philosophy as a scientist, as a marriage family therapist, as an addiction specialist. I'm passing on information that I have found to be accurate in 47 years of being a therapist. Do you understand? And my goal now is to teach. I'm teaching principles of behavior. And I find that when they are followed, they work.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the farthest I've ever gotten in a relationship, and I feel empowered by holding to my values and my boundaries and staying in my feminine energy. But I wanted confirmation from you that I was doing that right by saying, no, if we're not engaged on Sunday or by Sunday, I'm not signing the paperwork. I'm sorry that you lost your money on your deposit, but you know that this is where I stand.
Feel free to let him know that.
Okay. Okay, excellent. Second thing is I know times are a little tough on his pocketbook right now, and we've made little jokes about what kind of a ring, and I told him, I said, I want the commitment from you. I do want a ring, but, you know, if you have to get a garbage tie and tie a fancy knot on that, then that's fine until we can get a ring. Do you agree with that, Dr. Allen?
You know what I tell people? When a man says, I cannot afford the kind of engagement ring I want to give you, put a zirconium in there and put the real stone in when you marry.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, nobody runs around with jeweler's glasses.
Right.
And
okay.
A Russian zirconium works just fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. I needed your reassurance, Dr. Allen. Thank you so much. I will hopefully be engaged next week.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
That if he doesn't do it, good riddance.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, that's what I told him when I made the appointment, and I explained to him my boundary and the commitment that I made to myself, and I said, you have every right to not want to get engaged right now. That's fine if you need time. You know, you need to, you know, figure out what you want to do. Like, what can I do to help us do better, pretty much? Like, whatever you want to do, let me know. And he said that he's, you know, that I needed to start packing. So, I'm trying to read between the lines, but I want to make sure that me standing in my place, come Sunday, if we're not engaged, that I can say, I'm sorry that you lost that money, but you know that this is my boundary.
You don't want to live with somebody you're not in a committed relationship with.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Good. I feel empowered. I've got it.
Good. Good. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck, caller. Okay. Let us know. We want to know.
Absolutely. I'll call you next week.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. All right.
Beautiful, Dr. Allen. I mean, that's really the bottom line. She stood there with her values and her morals.
Yes,
and as much as she wants to move in with him and have this life with him, she doesn't want to be that one where it's like
a free wife.
Right. It's gonna happen. And you know, I've heard it from women before, my friends and women that have called for coaching, and they say, well, I thought if I did this that he would, you know, realize how great I was and marry me, and it almost never works out that way, does it, Dr. Allen?
No,
I mean,
it doesn't. I wanna tell you something. Men do not marry vaginas. They play with them. Men only marry virtue because they know if they have a virtuous woman, they're safe. because it is dangerous for a man to be with a woman who does not have good, virtuous boundaries. There's a heart attack attached to it. It's called the Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack. It's called the broken heart syndrome. Look it up on your cell phone. It's when somebody you love betrays you. It's a unique form of stress. Takotsubo is the name of the doctor that was working on it. Cardiomyopathy heart attack is what happens. The lower chamber in the heart fills up with fluid and blows a healthy heart to pieces.
Yes, actually, my understanding is that men often have that syndrome more often than women. Is that, have you read that same?
It happens because men take pride in their intuition at spotting a bad woman. But they don't realize some of the worst women on the planet are so lacking in self-love, they become free wives, free girlfriends, free sex, and then he's stuck with that woman who doesn't know how to love herself sexually.
Right. And the result is often, like you said, that condition, and it's quite frightening, really.
It's very frightening. I've had at least four of my clients have it. And it was frightening. If a man feels his heart hurting when he's been betrayed by a loved one, go immediately to an emergency ward and have an in-depth cardiogram, whatever they're called, because you're in danger for a short period of time after the awareness of the heart attack. If you live through the stress part, you will heal quite quickly, but it's extremely dangerous at its onset.
Wow. It's amazing what happens with the body and the mind and, you know, the chemistry. And I'm assuming that, you know, all those chemical factors in the body probably play a large role in this phenomenon.
I've got news for you. Marriage is not designed for men. It's designed to protect women and children from bad men. Got it?
Yeah. So we have a question here from one of our people on Facebook. And she's asked it several weeks in a row, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it for her. She says, I have been in a long-term monogamous mating situation for 12 years. I opted not to get married as I'm in my late 50s, and I asked him for a prenuptial agreement. I make and have made in my life quite a lot of money. At this point in time, he is asking me to marry again after 12 years together. And I still feel reticent. I'm still unsure. What is wrong with me that I'm so unsure about somebody I've been with for 12 years? And why is he so hell-bent on getting married? He is 56.
He is in andropause.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now more female than you are, and he wants to be with a protective, masculine, giving person, and he's hoping that you're in menopause enough to want him in your life and in your bed and in your body. All you have to do, if you happen to live in California at least, is get a good prenup agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how other ones, for example, not all states, like New York, men are all automatically guilty of wrongdoing. You see what I mean?
Right. That's the concept of the fault.
They don't have community property.
Right. Right.
But in California, we do even Steven prenups. So for 12 years, maybe you'd like to buy houses together. Maybe you'd like to do business together as a couple. So the fact that you've been together romantically for 12 years is nice. But marriage, you're mated. Mating is marriage without a government contract. Sweden doesn't do legal marriages.
Right.
Marriage is mating with a legal agreement. And as you get older, men want to be married and have a home because they're getting older and they're getting more afraid. Men need to be married more than women do.
Yes.
Women group up and go travel or sew or bridge. But men need a family. So he's normal in wanting to marry, and you're normal wanting to protect your business and your money.
Mm-hmm.
So please get a good lawyer and either be in California and get it, or have somebody do a prenup that fits California.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense. Yes, there are many different laws regarding that, but there's definitely protections, I think, that you can find out legally. Contact an excellent attorney, and to find a good attorney, you can contact the state bar in your state. I'm sure that works internationally, too. I'm sure they have some sort of a state bar worldwide. So definitely, we always advise to protect yourself. And
yes.
Then we have another woman here, Dr. Allen, and she's saying, he left me, and I have written 22 angry letters. I expected by letter 22 that my anger would have started to subside and my letters would have toned down, but I find that they're becoming angrier and angrier. I've heard you talk about the hi bye letter often. I'm not certain I'll ever send any letter to him ever, but could you please, one more time for me, explain the hi bye letter and how it's put together? Maybe I can control how full of hatred I am toward him and the woman he left me for, and write a letter that's at least cathartic for myself.
I would be more than honored to do so. It's 5 paragraphs, tomes, epistles, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
The first paragraph is everything you did like him before he blew up, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, everywhere. The second paragraph is the pain of losing him.
Mm-hmm.
The third paragraph is what you never, ever want to experience again, the details of losing him.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth paragraph is what you want in a man from this day forward. But here's the big one for you. Because you think you did this, you're ashamed and guilty. The
uh-huh.
fifth paragraph in the hi-bye letter is, I want to thank you for bringing me this terribly painful lesson so I can learn how to accept life and its rock-building experiences. When I say rock-building, everything you survive enhances your security and stability inside. his wonderful book, How to Survive the Loss of a Love.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has lost someone they love, whether it's death, divorce. No relationship, unless you go down in a plane together, no relationship goes unbroken by death or divorce. The secret is to take responsibility for your half of accepting this person. So thank him in the fifth paragraph for bringing you lessons that you can learn from people like Pat Allen to do a better job next time. If
and that's...
you want to keep wasting your time on past goof-ups, you're wasting your time. You can't make time.
No, and you can't get it back, and wasting it, and I think everybody deserves to be angry. And I'm not certain how long she's been writing.
Look, it takes 2 years to lose somebody. 2 solid years.
Mm-hmm.
Standard.
Yes, I'm not sure
how
long she's been writing. I'm not sure how long she's been writing these 22 letters, but I think that...
And you know what? I think it's wonderful that she vented.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. However, I want her to codify the end.
Mm.
Feelings are not negotiable other than drugs, meds, murder, and suicide.
Okay, now, we have a live listener. We have a listener who's alive right now. They're on our feed. They're not on the radio. They're listening to us, and it is a male, and he has a question. He says, Dr. Allen, I just heard your design for a high bi-letter for a female. My question is, can a man write a high bi-letter? And
absolutely.
Is there...
Absolutely, and here's what it is.
Awesome.
The first paragraph is everything you liked about her, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. The second is the pain of losing her. The pain of losing her. The third paragraph is what you want in a woman.
Mm.
It's different than a woman. And the fourth paragraph is what you never want in a woman again. The betrayal aspect.
Ooh,
never.
Okay.
But
yeah.
The fifth paragraph is basically... thank you so much for bringing me this painful lesson so that I can gear up to never do it again.
Okay, he's sending you another message. He says, Dr. Allen, does that include when I am the screw up? I screwed up. I cheated on her.
Well, isn't that wonderful? You learned that lesson. Now you know how to avoid losing women.
Oh, he's saying, I'm humbled, and I'm going to work on this. I would love to get her back. However, I'm not
sure. And
certain.
The high bi letter is something that can bring somebody back when you admit that you basically appreciate the lesson you learned in being polyamorous.
Yeah, he is saying, I would love to have her back. I want to apologize. I want
don't
to tell her.
Don't apologize if you, when you make, don't apologize for a mistake.
Okay.
You're naturally polygamous, naturally, and you're in a society, and we're going through the Me Too movement because women were too often free, and men were too often thinking that free lunches exist, and they don't.
Most definitely. No such thing as a free lunch.
That's right.
It's always got a price tag.
One way or the other.
It did. It always has a price tag.
I recommend that he send her the high buy letter.
All right. He is saying he's going to do it. He's going to write it. And he's saying he wishes he could talk to you. So now I'm going to tell everybody this. You can
tell him, please.
You can talk to Dr. Allen if you've written a hi bye letter, if you need counseling, if you have a problem with addiction, if you need to do your life script, whatever it is, you can call Dr. Allen. You can talk to Dr. Allen live on the phone. And here's how you do it. You go to www.drpatallen.com and you can get email addresses and telephone numbers. And I'm going to give them to you now. info@drpatallen.com. That's when you send Sue a message and she will tell you. You can have a telephone appointment with Dr. Allen. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 4 hours, whatever the case is, you can do it. You can also call Sue at 949-723-0338. This is important. Write your letter. And if you need it critiqued, fine-tuned, polished, that is going to be an excellent use of the time of you and Dr. Allen together working on this letter. These letters are important. We get a lot of messages about them, a lot of calls about them. And we get a lot of callers who want to talk to Dr. Allen live, and they want to do it one-on-one personally. But Dr. Allen even does couples conferencing. So again, 818-723-0338. Talk to Sue, book that appointment, and you'll get to talk to her live, not on the air this time. But and we have another question about dreams. I love you guys. We love your dreams, but we can't do it on the air. First of all, it's too personal. Second of all, it's a very complicated process. And Dr. Allen is really an amazing specialist with regard to dreams. Again, you can book an appointment to discuss one of your dreams, have Dr. Allen read your dream, but you've got to do it by booking an appointment with Dr. Allen to do that. Speaking of which, Dr. Allen, what do we have coming up next weekend for our classes?
We're going to do one training this week, and then we're going to do a favorite of mine, which is self-esteem development. And people say, well, what's self-esteem development? Self-esteem development means, am I a woman with a career or a man with a career? Or am I a career man or am I a career woman? Every relationship is four people, two yins, feminine, and two yangs, masculine. If you want to read a book on it, read The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. So awesome. I love it because I never do the same seminar. It's for six people, and I'm excited with what comes through my computer because God in his magnificence has ordained that I create whenever I communicate, whether it's this radio show or whether it is me in my office. I'm a transactional analyst. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, the doctor's office being healthy, and in every single relationship, especially the sexual ones.
Is that the truth? What? Now then, okay.
That's an Upanishad from India.
It is. It's wonderful. We have a message, Dr. Allen. This one's kind of serious. Lady is saying, my partner and I have a 21-year-old daughter. She is in crisis and is threatening to do self-harm. She's also threatening that we are going to, quote-unquote, be sorry. We have called an intervention program, but they're telling us because she's 21 years old, there's nothing we can do other than go to court. We don't know that we have the time.
The only way to do this is to go to court and take away her civil rights to remain dangerously free. They will get three psychiatrists to evaluate her in order to adjudicate a decision that takes away her right to be free and commits her.
Right. So, conservation, right?
What?
A conservatorship, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think that we're going to advise you, and we do think this is serious. We're going to advise you that you should definitely seek legal counsel, and if you have to, call the police.
Well, the police go in one strain. They have to go to a lawyer and take away her legal rights till she is adjudicated as being healthy enough to live on the street.
All right. Okay. We have Yes.
They will do a three-day
evaluation.
Withdrawal, or they will do a one-week evaluation.
Yeah. Okay. I will send you a direct message back to the question, and I'll give you some information. You're in California, and I can send you a number.
For those of you listening, Kelly is a paralegal.
I am. I do. I've contact with California lawyers. So I will send you a message after the show. In the meantime, we've got a caller on Dr. Island. Let's go ahead and take that call. I'm going to go ahead and send that message while we do. Caller, go ahead. I'm sorry. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen.
Thank you. I did not want to interrupt that very serious topic. Dr. Pat, I have a question about the hi-bye letter.
Yes, what is it?
I want to know more about what is the purpose of it?
The purpose
what is the goal?
Of it, thank you for asking. The hi-bye letter is most effective when you've been dumped. And it's really effective after you've been dumped, the day of the dump. You mark off 8 weeks of rumination thought. Why 8 weeks? I first came aware of this particular phenomenon when I read, what's his name's book? Well, it fell out of my head. Anyway. It's about the fact that human beings take about 8 weeks to make a decision when they're in pain. They feel, they think, they feel, they think, they feel, they think. And so I advise people, after they have stayed away from you for 8 weeks, they probably think that you hate them and that they regret what they did, but they're afraid to reach out to you. So the hi-bye letter has two purposes. Number one, it makes an I statement for you and what you want, that's man, and what you don't want, that's woman, in a relationship. But the really important thing is saying that you are appreciative of the painful lesson as a way to grow and be more of what you can be. And the receiver of one of these letters hears the diagnostic statement and recognizing your responsibility and their responsibility, but they most often appreciate after 8 weeks the fact that you basically appreciate what they did to take care of themselves. And that's when, if they've made a mistake in dumping you, they regret it and they call back.
Okay, that really makes sense. So you don't want to do it before the end of 8 weeks so you don't interrupt their process?
No. After they dump you, give them 8 weeks to live without you.
Okay. So they do their rumination thing during that time?
Yes, their rumination. And would you believe my mind is saying Marshall McLuhan? Now, please, I want the right book and the right name and wherever. Anyway.
Okay. And is it something you can use, you know, even if you just went out on a couple of dates, you didn't have, you know, nothing much happened?
Oh, no. If you had a lot of chemistry and he said, golly, we had fun, I'm going to call you next week. In that case, you leave him a message that says, I had fun, you had fun, you said you wanted to do it again. Where did you go and why?
Okay.
That's not the hi-bye letter. The hi-bye letter is getting dumped by somebody you've been with for at least, you know, a significant amount of time.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Dr. Allen, Marsha McLuhan, 1964 book, The Extension of Man. Is that sounding familiar?
That's the wrong book. It's the one that, I'll think of it as soon as I hang up. But it fell out of my head.
Okay, I'm double checking. Okay. This is him, Marshall McLuhan. They can find all of his publications. So look it up on Amazon if you're looking for him. And there is a book.
But that's not the one I wanted.
No, I know that's not the one you wanted. He does have a book on ruminations.
Well,
something like that, and the title.
Yes. Well, I went to the wrong pew.
Well, we are out of time, and I want to remind everybody of that number before we go, 949-723-0338. We appreciate you. We love that you join us and call in. We love your messages and that you follow us on Facebook. Make sure you visit Dr. Pat Allen's website, www.drpatallen.com. And you can find all of our materials, our DVDs, our CDs, our books, including Dr. Allen's brand new book that's out, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, on that website, wantistore.com. Please go there and visit. Send us a message. We're always hanging around Facebook and peeking. Tune in and listen to our show. We run on multiple nights on multiple channels, but of course, we're only live on Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We love you. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.